Hello and welcome to Nerdy Last Week, late show edition. God of War Ragnarok is coming out on Wednesday, the 9th of November. And I've been looking everywhere for the past, well, say 5 years since the PS5 has come out, and no such luck, no such luck at all. And it's weird because now on Walmart's page, I can buy one for $738. Right, shipping is, $53 something, and it would be delivered by Sunday. But weird part is, every other major electronics store like Best Buy, Target, GameStop, Amazon doesn't have any in stock in California. Now, why would Walmart, why would the only box store that is not a actual electronics store be the one that has them relatively available? It seems sketchy because it's right in front of me. I could buy it, get it on Sunday, set it up, reset up my gamer tag on there, and then wait until Wednesday where, I'll spend $70 now because it's $70 now instead of $59.99 and play it in a perfect world. But I was looking at that website at least for 5 minutes twice. Because it seems too good to be true that Walmart would be the only store that's online that would have it and it would get it by Sunday. It just seems very weird. And so instead of spending the $738, I went to GameStop and I got a pre-owned PlayStation 4 with 1 terabyte in it. It's working great so far. Obviously, yes, it's an older model. It's not necessarily going to be as fast as the new one, but for the price, I can't beat the price on that. And eventually we'll be able to, get to a place where we'll be able to, I will be able to walk into a Best Buy or a Target or a Walmart and buy one right there. So until that time, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna use this PS4 to the full capabilities that it can be. And then, when I'm able to actually find a PS5, I'll trade that in and then, move on. I've already pre-ordered it on PS4, and I'm still gonna be paying the $59.99, which is better than $70. That's gonna be. And I can see now with the premium PSN Plus that, you know, you would be able to stream the game instead of, you know, instead of paying the money. Now, it's trying to compete with Game Pass, but Game Pass right now is still, like, the best, you know, the best option right now. But at the same time, Xbox is lacking in the first-party exclusives. So, there's that, too. Because, you know, I like to think that I'm a both kind of guy, you know? I like both Xbox and PlayStation, but as I'm, you know, going through and replaying the PlayStation, I think I'm starting to realize that I'm more of a PlayStation guy. It's not weird to say, but it's good to come to terms with me understanding that I have always been a full PlayStation person, not just not trying to just be both, because you're trying to be equal and you're trying to, you know, be quote unquote, you know, fair. I don't know why I'm trying to be fair with myself and my preferences, but yeah, I think I'm starting to realize I'm more of a PlayStation guy than an Xbox guy. Don't get me wrong. Game Pass, hands down, the best money for gaming. Hands down. That's got a buttload of games in there that are for everyone. But I think I'm more of a first-person narrative blockbuster type of guy. And I seem to start to realize that that's what PlayStation has, you know, from The Last of Us to The Uncharted to God of War to Ratchet and Clank to Jack and Daxter to Crash Bandicoot. So on and so forth. So, yeah, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Spider-Man 2, Wolverine. It's crazy. And, you know, we're going to see where it goes. And, you know, yeah. So, next, it seems like you should never really, obviously, if you underestimate The Rock or Dwayne Johnson, you're kind of an idiot. Because for 3 weeks in a row, Black Adam has been number one in the States and has been number one throughout the world. So, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's not crazy, but it's crazy to think that a DC movie that in the right hands will, you know, blow the box office away and they're trying to restart the universe constantly is the problem. Because that's just, you can't constantly restart a universe and think everything's going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? So, but, I mean, kudos to, it's not a bad movie at all. Like I said, it's pretty awesome. You know, it's a DC movie, you know. It is what it is. And, you know, it's good for what it is. Also, son of a bitch, I'm looking at Best Buy in Washington, and they have a god darn, I'm not going to cuss out here, as much as I'm kind of pissed at myself now, a god darn Ragnarok edition. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen, and it didn't wait And now I'm pissed at myself because, I mean, there's no release date on this. So I'll have to wait and see. But, yeah. All right. Well, when there's an actual date on this, I will trade in this PS4 and fly up to Mother Truck in Washington and buy one. So, yeah, so there's that. I'm glad I got the PS4 because I can continue playing the games and it's going to be great. And I'm still going to get God of War for PS4 because it's going to be a little cheaper. But all my progress and everything is going to be able to move over to the new one as well. So I'm just kicking myself in the butt a little bit because I knew that was coming, but yet didn't think it was coming at the same time. So, yeah. Turns out I'm an Uggs guy. Or an Uggs person. Now, for some of you that don't know about Uggs, and I'm pretty sure almost everyone does, but Uggs are these, leather fleece-lined inside slipper / boot. It's not really, it's a boot, but it's not like a hiking boot or a cowboy boot or, you know, Doc Martin or something like that, but it's, you know, it's got a nice rubber sole on it, and it keeps your feet warm, and, it, you know, you're able to, if you don't want to, if it's a Sunday and you're going to go get Starbucks or coffee or you're out on your deck or, you know, it's a cold morning, let's just say that, and you're going to get the paper or whatever. It's supposed to be like a fashionable boot slipper to keep your foot warm. They were all the rage in the early 2000s. They were very expensive. I don't know if they're still very expensive these days, but it was. But now that I have been passed down some Uggs, and they're not bad. They keep my feet warm. They're not too sweaty. They're comfortable. But at the same time, you kind of have like a floppy back heel a little bit, like the top of the heel is kind of flimsy a little bit, but like the bottom of the heel is solid, so it'll give you some support but not complete support. So this is not like a, you know, let's go and, you know, go to the mall for, you know, 8 hours or somewhat kind of shoe. So yeah, you know, if, I don't know, if you, these, you know, there are different, there's other varieties of slipper or a house shoe, if you will. So, you know, just letting you know, there's options to keep your feet warm or socks. If you can't afford any house slippers or Uggs or whatever, there's always thick wool socks. Can't go wrong with a nice pair of thick wool socks, so. What else was there? Black Panther's next week, right? Yes, Black Panther is next Friday. If I'm looking at my calendar correctly, yes, it is next Friday. Veterans Day. All right. Yes, it's going to be next Friday, and I can't wait. It looks really good. Although some of the new trailers keep showing a lot of stuff, and so I'm a little nervous, but at the same time, it is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see it. I hear great things, and it's going to be a very touching movie. There's going to be a lot of, I think there's going to be a lot of grieving people in the theater, including myself, because when Chadwick died, I believe he died right before the pandemic happened. And then when he passed, it, you know, it just was on top of, it was like, it was Chadwick and then it was Kobe right before the pandemic happened. And then just a shit show from here on out. And I don't think anyone has had like proper time to grieve over that man's death. So there's going to be a lot of grieving, a lot of sniffling, probably a lot of wet eyes in the theater. So I can't wait. So hey, should we get into the wrestling corner, because there's loads to talk about. So let's get into the wrestling corner. Ding ding. Okay, so last week on Dynamite there was a buttload of things happened. One, Jeff Jarrett showed up and he's now All Elite, and he's also helping with the pay-per-views. Two, there was a guy from New Japan that challenged Orange Cassidy for the All Atlantic belt. What was his name? I want to get his name. Let's see here. Let's see here. New Japan. Let's see. And pro wrestler fighting thing. AEW and Page. Let's see here. All I can jump in, signed. Let's see, how do I even say that name? Katsuro Shibata. We're gonna go with Shibata. Orange Cassidy and Shibata were fighting against each other for All Atlantic, and that was a very good match, because it just looked very good, because they both had their own unique style, and they both kind of had this, like, you got Orange Cassidy who does this like sloth type of wrestling, but he's also like looks really cool, and he keeps his title in a backpack, a Jam Sport backpack, and it's hilarious. And then you got Shibata, who is like this very poised, tall, like strong striker, who also has his like little signature things. And to just have them both fight each other was fucking the coolest thing ever. And it was great. Thirdly, Colt Cabana was fighting Chris Jericho for the Ring of Honor Championship. And that was really cool, because we got to see Colt Cabana back. And he, on his face, was just a range of emotions. But also, he seemed like he loves wrestling, and he missed it so much. And that some of the rumors that, you know, once CM Punk came into AEW, they kind of just put Colt Cabana over in the Ring of Honor section and never talked about him again. But since CM Punk is definitely on his way out, they brought Colt Cabana out for a one-off, which was fantastic. But it also got people talking about, like, oh, is Colt Cabana going to come back onto TV? You know, are we getting more matches with him? And I was like, no, it was only a one-time thing. Which then, after that happened, there's reports from Fightful saying that CM Punk's got the wrestling bug again. And that WWE is open to bringing CM Punk back. Even though CM Punk, a day ago, said that he was done wrestling for good. But now, all of a sudden, he sees Colt Cabana start wrestling again and got a nice pop. He was like, I got the bug again, and I want to compete. Too much. It's too much over on the AEW side, but it's fantastic because Full Gear is gonna be mind blowing because there's gonna be so many great things happening, and I can't wait to see what happens. Also, Crown Jewel is tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. over here in the States. Every match looks fantastic, but if I would be lying to you if I said I just want to see two matches. I want to see Bianca and Bayley, and I want to see Roman smash Sean Paul. Logan Paul. I don't know why there was a Sean in there, but it's just, I want to see, those are my two most anticipated matches at Crown Jewel. I don't think the Usos are going to lose their tag titles, but it would be cool if they lost them to the New Day, because the Usos are getting close to, are getting like, they're one match away from tying the New Day. So have been a bunch of big important things that are surrounding Crown Jewel, that something may have happened that would not allow Crown Jewel to happen, but turns out that one country saying that we never said that, the other country's like, yeah, you did, but then the other country's like, no, we didn't. So, you know, do your thing. But also too, Crown Jewel is not necessarily like the best moral thing that WWE does. Second yawn of the podcast. My apologies. But at the same time, I don't know if they use that money for something else, like they give it to charity or something like that. Who knows? It still seems a little not okay. It's very, not okay, but it's very not okay that they do this, because the Saudi Arabia government pays WWE to come over and, you know, put on a premium live event for the fans and the government of Saudi Arabia. So morally, it's not good. Do they make some really good, big, huge matches? Yes, they do. Have some of them been botches? 100%. But I just want to see what happens. And I'll probably be watching it while I'm at the gym, or watch half of it before I go to the gym, because it starts at 9. So I'll watch half of it before, and then maybe watch the rest later. So there you go. I thank you for listening. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend ahead of you. Remember, if you're working on a weekend, remember to take a little time for yourself after work or before work, just to enjoy, just to acknowledge and know that it is a Saturday or it is a Sunday. Because if you just, and I know it's hard because I've done it myself, but just to acknowledge that it is the weekend, and you take just, you know, the smidgen of time to acknowledge that and do something for yourself, then I think we'll be able to keep going and push through and reach whatever goal you're trying to reach. But also know that your mental health and physical health and relationships are more important than trying to earn buttloads of money so you can go do things, if that makes sense. But anyways, I thank you for listening. Have a great night, and be safe.